And so our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, beginning at the first verse. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. And then on to verse 11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, as I said at the beginning, this Sunday we're calling Volunteer Appreciation Sunday. And I want to say thank you to every single one of you for the ministries that you serve in. That might be in church on a Sunday, it might be midweek, it might be out in the world, but you're doing things in the name of Jesus and for his glory. But we're thinking in a series of what is church? What does it mean to be the people of God? And we've looked at a number of the images. So a hospital for sinners, an ambassador for a king, community of disciples, the living temple, heralds of the word, the army of Christ, the bride of Christ, the flock of God, a vineyard and family of God. And these all have got some resonances and scriptures that back them up. But we've settled on probably Paul's vision of the body of Christ, which he uses regularly as probably the most helpful model of thinking about who we are. And as he says in 1 Corinthians 12:12, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. And so we're remembering what Paul says, there's one body but many parts. And today we're celebrating the extraordinary variety of gifts that God has placed in his body, but also acknowledging there are gaps where we'd love to have people volunteer and step into roles if that's God's calling on their life and if they would be excited, and sometimes we're not that excited, but excited enough and safe enough to do the job to bless others. The theological starting point is what we read in Ephesians chapter 4. Christ himself gave the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And it's easy to misread. Who does the work of ministry in the Christian church? I think, oh, it'd be this lot. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. But of course, that's not what Paul says at all. He says Christ gave those people to equip God's people for works of service. The whole people of God do the work of ministry. We all serve together. And at the Reformation, that was one of the great Reformation doctrines, the priesthood of all believers, not only to be in connection with God, to encounter God, but to be servants of the living God in church and in the world in numerous ways, not in competition, but in complementarity with one another. And so the role of church leaders is to identify, equip, and release everyone else to serve. Jesus gives apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers to equip God's people because they're the ones who do the works of service. And so you've probably heard that sermon before, but please believe it. It's not that you help me do ministry. I mean, thank you if you do. I do appreciate that. But actually the role of clergy is to enable the people of God to fulfill their God-given calling and ministry. And there's three particular places that I find helpful. Romans 12, Ephesians 4 and 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul lists different gifts. And in a sense, they're sort of Trinitarian, because in Romans 12, he says these are the gifts of God, the Father. In Ephesians 4, these are the gifts of Christ to the church. And then in 1 Corinthians 12, the gifts of the Spirit. So all of God is wanting to bless all of God's people. And part of our calling as followers of Jesus is to work out, to discern who we are and how we can best serve Jesus in the world. And that's a lifelong task of discovering our shape, our passions, and our gifting. It takes a little while to work out. And sometimes it shifts through life. We find, I used to be good at that, and I'm a bit rubbish now. Or I was pushed into it by an overkeen vicar, and now I'm thinking, why did I possibly say yes to that? So a volunteer Sunday is a possibility to look at, there might be something else that would be a better fit. Or the time to say, I've never really wanted to do this. I mean, please don't all do that. I'll be so discouraged if everyone gives up everything. But it is right to ask and assess, actually, is this a good fit for my life and ministry? If you'd like to think more about it, there are two books in particular I've found personally extremely helpful. The first one is by Dane Ortlund, called Gentle and Lowly, subtitled The Heart of Christ for Sinners and Sufferers. And I find this a beautiful book, getting at the heart of what's meant to be in a Christian heart of love and compassion for the world and for the church. Because some Christians are pretty hateful when they talk about the church. I don't want to be like that. So I want to have my heart right before God and right with others. So that's a lovely book about the heart of Christian ministry. And then this other book, Free to Serve, by the late, great Michael Green, Training and Equipping for Ministry. And this is much more sort of didactic, telling us specific skills and areas that are helpful. I read that 35 years ago, and it helped me think through, what does Christ call on my life? I love Jesus, but I don't just want to meet him in heaven. I want to think, what do I do in the meantime? What is my life for? Is there a purpose in the love of God for me? Michael Green, a fantastic speaker and a great Christian man, he identifies 14 themes, and I'm not going to identify them all for you, but here's seven that I think all Christians, I hope we can agree on. Ministry is received before it's exercised. Jesus first washes our feet. So we've got to know the love and grace of God in our lives before we can share it. Secondly, all Christians are called to ministry, what he calls every member ministry. Three, ministry is a function, not a status. We don't achieve ministry. Oh, I'm wearing a dog collar. You know, that's not how it functions at all. It's about what we do, what we functionally actually, what difference do we make? Fourthly, ministry is corporate and shared. The New Testament knows nothing of solo leadership. People always went in pairs or teams. And we're called to work with others, not to be some kind of caped crusader for the Lord. Five, character, not intellect, is most important. Character trumps everything. You know, when I'm doing appointments of staff or colleagues, the first question is their character. If they've got the, you know, competencies, chemistry and culture, that's great. But those are all subordinate to being shaped and formed in the likeness of Jesus. And that's true for every one of us. Six, Leaders enable others. Great leaders call out others to lead and do their service. And seventhly, ministry is about people, not buildings. You probably know that, heard it a few times. But God's kingdom is expressed in relationships. Thank God for our buildings. I'm so grateful for the buildings that we have. But it's relationships where it's at. Now, at the 11 o'clock service this morning, we're not going to have... I'm going to say that in about 3 minutes, I'm hoping. I bet you wish you'd been heard that one. But we're going to then go into a carousel. So we're going to have 6 different areas of ministry. 2 there, 1 at the back, there, and then the room behind. To express his 6 areas in which the church needs people to step up and grow as volunteers. The benefit is not just that we'll hopefully have a few more people added on lists by the end of the day, but that even when people go to an area where they'll never serve, if we are together, the body of Christ, we've got a better sense of, oh, that's what that person does. So if someone serves as an LPA, as a lay pastoral assistant, that's what it looks like. If someone's in our fabric team, what do they get up to? If someone's caring for children or young people, or doing admin or music, all of these things are offered to God. But we don't have to do all of them. That would be mad. But discerning what is God's call. And that's just some of the things. So I'm so grateful to Jane, our ops manager. She's put together this list called Volunteer Sunday, the 26th of January. Thank you for sharing your time and talents. And she's put a nice little love heart there to encourage us. But there's then a list of different areas of church ministry that we're going to be exploring in the later service. If you feel you'd like to engage and serve, just because you put your name on a list doesn't mean it will happen. We have to do safer recruitment. We have to have references depending on the role. And we want to train and equip and be in partnership. But it's got the names of who heads up different ministries. And so you can easily contact them, speak to them or email them. So do take one of those if you'd like to. I think these were given to most people on your way in. If you aren't going to use it or you are at capacity, please don't feel guilt. I don't want anyone leaving this, oh no, I'm letting Jean down. Not that you probably worry about that as much as I think you should. No, I'm kidding. So please don't be guilted into it. But discerning, if you feel you'd like to, then do be in touch. If you won't, please leave it by the front door as you go out so people at the next service might take it or later on. Can I say, so we're sort of doing 2 things, saying, would you like to volunteer? Is there an area you could serve? Someone this morning has actually, before they came in, offered to do something that they've never done before. Well, thank you. So it may be that you'd like to do that. Maybe you actually want to put things down. It's not sustainable. Be at peace over that. Don't be guilty. But for those of you who do serve, we as the people of God say thank you so much. Just as a quick show of hands, could you wave at me if you are on any rota or do anything here at all to serve others? Come on, give me a wave. Look at that. So thank you so much for your ministries. And if you think, oh, I couldn't contribute in that. Please remember, we can all do some things. And perhaps the most important things could include praying. I know there are people in this church who pray for me every day. So I know I'm not always doing very well. Think how bad I'd be if they didn't. I am so grateful for those who are committed to praying. It's the primary calling to welcome the blessing of God on other people. We can give. Giving money pays for salaries. So that's our sort of biggest bill, is we pay staff to work with those we will not be able to work with, but they can do what we can't do. So giving regularly and generously, thank you. And making time to love others. Love normally at least includes slowing down enough to listen to what someone's saying. And I know you're all looking at me thinking, Jean, you're not good at that. Sorry. But I know that I want to be, I want to grow in that, making time to listen deeply to other people's lives so that they know they are loved. So thank you to everyone for your calling and ministry. Do fill in the form if you would like. And Father, we say thank you that you have called us into relationship with you. Just as we read in the Gospels, Jesus called people to him and then he sent them out. May we know your call to get close to you, to encounter you, to feel your love and affirmation. But then know where you're sending us, what our life and ministry is for in your economy, to honour you and to bless others. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.